Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, super friend of the show, Chris Rose, now joins us on The Fan Hotline. You know and love him from NFL Network, John Boy Media. He's on everything. He's the man. He's the myth. And why is he in New Jersey, man? You better tell me this one. Waldo, why are you in Jersey? What's going on?
Jersey.
Yeah, we're doing our John Boy Media stuff, like the fun stuff we do in our warehouse where we have those good, cool competitions. We're shooting our last one of the year. Actually, Floorball 4 will be coming out this Sunday, so make sure you hop on over to our Warehouse Games channel on YouTube. Watch it. It's fun. It's fun stuff. Everybody can, you know, really enjoy it. It's like those backyard games that you did as a kid, and so now we're bringing them to life. It's fun.
So you're actually televising the games that we used to play in the backyard. It's basically what you're doing.
I mean, I call all these sporting events. I fly in for, you know, 4 weeks a year. We do a couple of blitz ball tournaments, like those. That's essentially wiffle ball. We've got a floor ball, which is, you know, hockey without the ice and without a puck. It's a ball. It's pretty big over in Europe. And then we've got a thing called ball and play.
They use a stick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's fun.
Well, maybe I got a chance. Maybe I could have a comeback. I got a chance.
Maybe not.
Is there an arthritis version of this or no?
You better get in cardio shape, Baskin, if you're ever going to do that up here.
I could probably run 500 feet. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowly. Yeah. But you have to keep running 500 feet. Like one time's not going to cut it.
Do you have an old man's league or no?
If so, I'll be broadcasting that, not playing in it.
All right. Well, maybe I'll sit next to you on one of these. I'd love to. Especially if it's anything even close to hockey. I could probably sit next to you, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, you're fun. Whatever, Baskin. Shut up. Okay.
Has the defense been good enough that there's some optimism after two games?
Listen, the defense has been great. It's been great. Even though people say, well, look at how many points they gave up. Well, bunch of short fields, and at the end, I think they just ran out of steam against Baltimore. And, you know, listen, they had that ridiculous play by Lamar where he hits D-hop for basically, you know, down to the half-yard line. And, you know, all that sort of stuff counts, so you can't say, well, if you take that out. But I've been very impressed with the way the defense has played. I think and that's with really a sore spot on this team, and that is a serious lack of depth at cornerback behind Denzel and Newsom.
At what point do we say, thanks, Joe, we appreciate it, but now we've got to see what else they have?
Yeah, soon. I think that's going to happen soon. Now, the trick is, when do you want to give Dylan Gabriel his first crack? Because this week, obviously, Green Bay, that's not going to happen. Then you go at Detroit, and, you know, at Detroit is not fun, particularly when you're probably going to have to try and keep up with an offense that seemingly hit its stride last week and dropping 52 against the Bears. Then the next week it's in London, nationally televised game on NFL Network against the Vikings and Brian Flores' defense. And then it's at Pittsburgh, no bye after your London trip. So does that make sense? Probably not, but I would say screw it. Like, I think that it's more important to start getting looks. You're going to face good defenses. It's the NFL. You know, there's not a ton of soft spots. You know, maybe it makes sense to against Miami, because who knows where they're going to be at that point. They've been in a cluster, you know what. So at the latest, it's going to be week 7, but I personally would like to see it before that.
Is there any way, as we sit here and know they have 2 number one picks next year, that they don't take a quarterback next year? And by that, I think the way to tie that in is there any way they see enough from the rookies this year that it's possible that they don't take a quarterback in what's supposed to be a good quarterback draft, Chris? I don't think that's possible. I just assume they're going to take one next year.
I would assume the same. I think those two guys are fighting it out to be the backup moving forward, right? You're going to have to cut some cost corners, and that is an amazing area to do it. If you can salvage paying 2 young quarterbacks not a lot of money, it might allow you to get through the whole Deshaun Watson cap issue and still be competitive. It would be more surprising if either of these guys did turn out to be legit starters than if they didn't. I tell you this, you know, several times a year about the number of quarterbacks taken after night one in the draft over the last 10 years that have made it in this league. There's only 3 of them since 2016. Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy. That is it. The ones that have made it after day one. It just doesn't happen that often. You know, you're talking about 3 out of 32 spots. There are other guys that were drafted in the first round, a la Baker Mayfield, a Sam Darnold, guys like that since 2016 that have had to bounce around to several different teams but are seemingly pointed in the right direction. Daniel Jones could be the latest of that ilk. But, yeah, you are most likely going to find your guy night one of the draft.
I don't know. Chris, tell me, are you frustrated watching that? Like, I'm totally frustrated. No. Here's the part that bothers me the most. If they kick a field goal, this place isn't in complete depression at 1-1. Now it's 0-2, and you're eyeing down 0-3 this week, and we know how many teams have made the playoffs at 0-3. And I'm not even saying this team's, like, I'm expecting them to make the playoffs, but just give me the hope that you can be competitive at the end of the year and force an extra game.
So I understand all that, and you don't play for participation trophies, and they're all big boys, and they all get paid a lot of money and all that, and it is frustrating. I get it, but for me personally, I don't get frustrated at this point, and maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe I have to look at myself. But how I'm watching the game are this. I'm waiting for those young guys to get their shot, which is a tough way to go until they actually get in there. Mm-hmm. But I'm also interested in seeing some of these other young guys who I feel like, for the first time, it feels like a draft class, not a person from a draft class, but a collective group of players that can help turn this thing around. You know how much I've talked about I'm impressed with Schlesinger. Certainly sounds like, I'm not watching interior defensive linemen every snap, but it sounds like Mason Graham has impressed them. We know what Harold Fannin has done in a couple of games, and he looks good. Quinshon looked very, very good, I thought, last week. Dylan Sampson is going to play a significant role in this team. So a lot of these guys from that class, collectively, you've got to feel good about. And I know that we're kind of grasping at straws, but that's the best I can do. It's either that or you're going to drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, I'm on the latter. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, yeah. Look around the AFC North. Baltimore, we just saw. They look terrific. Right. Do you like Aaron Rodgers so far in Pittsburgh? And what do you think about Cincinnati without Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Jake Browning played pretty well. I actually called one of his games in 2023.
Yeah, he had some
Saturday.
Moments, didn't he? Had some moments.
Yeah, against the Vikings. And yes, I think that, I'll be honest with you, I think they're going to hang in there, and I think they're going to fight it out for a wild card spot. I think Baltimore is going to run away with the division. I'm not a big believer in what Pittsburgh's doing. They really can't run the ball effectively. Seattle really took it to them, I felt like, to be honest with you. I thought that they physically dominated the game. That usually doesn't happen against Pittsburgh, they're probably sitting there trying to scratch their head and figure out what the heck's going on with their defense, which has been pretty much lambasted these first two games by the Jets and the Seahawks, who aren't exactly overpowering offenses. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see where the Steelers go from here. I guess they'll get 9 wins because they always do under Mike Tomlin. I think that the Bengals are going to be in better position than most people think. Wouldn't shock me if they win at Minnesota this weekend and Carson Wentz. And if they hang in there without Burrow, and if he's able to make it back by mid-December, their last three games are very winnable. So I wouldn't count them out of the playoff picture just yet.
Last football thought for you. Are the Chiefs in trouble, or did they just lose two good games to two good teams in the Chargers and in the Eagles?
Yes and yes. They did lose to two very, very good teams. I would say probably two of the top six teams, I'm going to say, in the NFL. I think the Chargers are legit this year, and obviously the Eagles' talent speaks for itself. But there's very little firepower, and it feels like it's been that way ever since they traded Tyreek. But I thought Kelce was so good for a while that they could still depend on him as their number one offensive weapon outside of Mahomes and be in most games. It feels like it's really slowed down for him. They have virtually no running game. Mahomes has now led them in rushing three straight games, and it hasn't been close. You know, you don't worry at all about their running game. Their receiving room is going to get better. Rashee Rice is, after this week, is going to be midway through his suspension. He'll be a difference maker when he comes back. You know, Worthy is a good, solid player, so I think it'll help their passing game. I think they're a wild card team this year. I don't think they win their division, but I think they'll make the playoffs.
All right, speaking of playoffs, your baseball team is like right there. Like, how do you think this thing's going to play out?
I don't think it goes well for us. I mean, if you go 10-1 and barely make up any ground in the wild card, then it's probably not your year. You know, there's still hope. I suppose we're really big Seattle fans this weekend, just like we've been big Ranger fans, and that has worked out as well as a fart in a spacesuit. Just hasn't done well at all. So let's hope and keep winning. I'm proud of these guys. I've said it the last 2 weeks when I counted them out on this very show, but good for them that they've stuck around, because I have no idea how they win games sometimes.
Isn't that the truth? We just think that Stephen Vogt has managed the heck out of this team.
Repeat that for the people in the back who are screaming at the top of their lungs about what an idiot he is. And they're probably saying, well, have you seen the moves that he makes in the bullpen? Folks, every manager does the same thing. So stop with all that. You don't ever know who's feeling good and who's available on a given day. So when you say, well, why are we going to that person? And we all do it. I do it sometimes on the screen. Then I talk myself off of that ledge and remember that, oh, the manager has a lot more information about how somebody's feeling on a given day and might not be available to pitch. So let's just calm down with that sort of stuff. And let's be honest, when certain guys aren't in there, with the exception of like Kyle Manzardo needs to be in the lineup every day. And for the most part down the stretch, he has been. With the exception of that, there's not a lot of firepower outside of our three consistent everyday major leaguers of Posey, Kwan, and Manzardo. The rest of the guys are searching for it or might not ever find it. And it's a credit to the team and particularly the pitching staff that they've hung in here as long as they have. But it also shows that in the offseason, if they're serious about doing this, they're either going to have to make a trade for a legit right-handed stick or they're going to have to spend some money. So I would bet on the former rather than the latter.
Chris, why do I feel like you were doing an impersonation of somebody? Was that Baldinger early on in the?
Yeah.
Who were you?
No.
I heard a little of your. You do an impersonation.
I do a Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker. It was Ross Tucker. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No, Ross, he's a dear friend of mine. I've known him for 15 years. I think he does a great job on CBS. Like when he gets a Browns game, I'm stoked for our fans because I think you learn a lot. He's got great high energy. And hey, Chris, so here's the thing. Joe Flacco, he's older than me, and I've been out of the league for 12 years. So that's my Ross Tucker. There you go.
Sorry, you made me cough. I was laughing. All right.
You okay?
I think you nail it, though. I mean, that's a really good impersonation. I give you credit for it. All right. All right, I missed you at the Emmys the other night. I was looking for you on the red carpet, but otherwise, everything else is
good. Yeah, you were not going to find me anywhere near there, but thank you.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you. We appreciate you.
See you, bud.
Have fun in Jersey.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baskin Phelps, 92.3. The Fan, had a chance to talk to Chris Rose there. Always appreciate his time, and make sure you check him out in all the endeavors he has, including the NFL Network, John Boy Media. It's amazing to me that he gets the opportunity to work for a television or a video operation. How's that sound? Television is right, though. With John Boy, it's a lot of podcasting stuff where they just play games like kickball and stuff and televise it and have a blast with it and have fun. Wouldn't you like to?
And get paid.
And get paid. That's part of it. That's why I got
sorry.
I mean,
let's cut to the chase, shall
playing,
we?
You know, they're playing street hockey and they're showing these games.
Good work if you can get it.
That's what I say.
Chris did.
Yeah, he did. Nice job out of Chris.
Good job.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. If you missed any of the interview with that, or Daryl Ryder at 1240, or Kevin Stefanski's press conference, or Joe Flacco's press conference, they're all available on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. And you can go back and listen to that there, or you can listen to it on Rewind, or there's a million places. So you can kind of catch up on all that stuff. Denzel Ward, we didn't have the chance to hear his press conference today, but we did grab one important clip because I think we're all kind of sitting here wondering, you know, especially knowing that we've gone through.
Wondering if he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's gone through the concussion stuff. We've been through all that with him. And then, you know, as we heard, that hot weather in Baltimore on Sunday, you know, knocked him out. And he ended up getting cramps. And, you know, anybody who's been to a high school game
this
year.
That's the word anyway.
Well, I don't know why. Why would you make up something else? I don't know.
Well, that's kind of what we're all wondering, isn't
all right,
it?
So what did Denzel say today?
Denzel, what was going on with you Sunday in Baltimore? What was the problem?
Yeah, I think just, man, I was dehydrated. Yeah, just couldn't really shake back and get back right.
That's been a problem for you throughout your career?
What's that?
Cramping?
Yeah.
Yep. Did you have some IVs?
Yeah, I was trying to.
And it was so hot throughout the summer. You guys practiced 90 degrees so often. Were you surprised that your body responded that way, even though I know it was hot down there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely was surprised. You know, wanted to shake back and get back for the team, you know, so I definitely feel down about that. But, yeah, that's what happened.
Since it was frustrating then just to not be able to get back out there as the game kind of spiraled away?
Yeah, it's always frustrating. I mean, this is the game I love playing. Like, this is, you know, this is my outlet for a lot of stuff and what I enjoy doing and playing and being out there for my guys and stuff like that. And just not being out there for them definitely hurt. And whether win, loss, draw. And, yeah, so.
As you're watching that, Denzel, and as you're trying to get back out there, are you thinking that you really could have made a difference?
I always feel like I could make a difference, you know, being out there on the field. But, yeah, just got to be out there.
I don't know the science of it, but with all the sports science specialists around here, how is it that that could happen?
We're human. We're human. That's just, that's life. That's the human body. Stuff happens, and you just got to find a way to deal with it, get through it, and yeah.
What is the pre-game, even Saturday, to maybe prevent that from happening? What would you have to do?
Yeah, just IVs, hydrating, and yeah, let's find a way.
Pickle juice, dude. Pickle juice. That's all I've been hearing about all year. Pickle juice.
Gatorade, zero sugar.
I don't know. The pickle juice seems to be the answer that I've heard more about this year. Does that give you the answer you wanted, Jeff? Or
well,
what did you want to hear from?
You know what?
Why are you laughing at that? Is that not? Dan's laughing at me for even asking that question.
We had three very longtime beat reporters ask the last three questions.
Yeah.
Mary Kay, Tony, Jeff. And they were all like, how'd this happen with everything, training, all staff, medical? And Denzel had the only possible answer that makes sense. We're human. And none of us want to buy that. I got to be honest, I don't. It's like, you're a pro at, you're a finely tuned human being. How are you dehydrated? I know a guy who's 82 who was hospitalized recently because he's dehydrated. Well, he's 82.
And he came back for the second quarter.
And
I remember that.
He's not getting free food, and he doesn't have medical people looking at him all the time. And he was back in the third quarter, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him.
No, seriously, though. You know what I mean? We've got three longtime beat reporters who have covered this league for decades, and they're all thinking the same thing I'm thinking, like, the heck did that happen? And the only answer to give a legit thought on how that happened was what Denzel said. Yeah, we're human beings. That's the only thing that makes sense here. It's like, wow, how fluky. Otherwise, something's wrong.
I have a lot of problem believing that, he wasn't given the right advice going into it based on cramping, right? Like for the majority of
Andy, they've got, each guy's got like his own trainer. They've got so much medical staff. How'd this happen?
I think the only way you find yourself in a position of dehydration, he's right. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own body. Is that you choose to maybe not listen to someone who may have said, hey, you better, let's get the fluids in your body so you don't cramp. Let's make sure.
Oh, but he said it's been a problem throughout his career.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you remember him missing?
Well, Andy, he's missed a lot of time for a lot of things.
And yeah.
Man, he's so good. And
Here's the other part.
He's as good as you get at his position. But, the one thing about the corner spot, corners cover wide receivers. Okay?
Okay.
Corners and wide receivers, but I think corners even more than wide receivers, are like thoroughbred racehorses.
Okay.
It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much for them to not be at 100%. Hmm. A little leg injury here, a little this there. They're really finely tuned, and they're fragile. And
Dan's laughing at everything that you're saying. Go ahead, Dan.
Make sense of a professional athlete who's been around for as many years as Denzel's been around and has played football for as long as he has in week two of the season after going through training camp when it's 95 degrees in Berea being dehydrated.
Agreed. It's all asinine. I can't figure it out
answer that makes sense is that he's human.
But even that one I look at and I'm like, okay, so then did something go awry? Did you eat something you should not have eaten the previous day?
Yeah, bad shrimp in the team dinner. You got it out of Phillips there in Baltimore.
Human. Did you have a night on the town? Like, did all of those kind of things happen? Because this is insane. Like, I'm sorry, we play football outside in Tuscaloosa, Alabama in the summer. We play football outside at Texas in Austin in the summer.
Hey,
like
Dan,
A&M
hey,
at
go,
Kyle
go
Field.
Anywhere like, in the SEC right now.
Right. I'm sorry, I don't read injury reports on College Football Saturdays that say cramping.
Like, and here's the other thing.
Wait, stop. Cramping is most of the time not a total game miss.
Right.
It's something you see, and we see player, and then all of a sudden the trainers come out, then they start stretching their legs. They try to figure it out, and somehow, some way, they're back in, I don't know, less than 20 plays.
I mean, we talk all the time about Miami, that stadium, and Jeff, you've been there to broadcast a game. They talk all the time about how Hard Rock Stadium, or whatever God's green earth are calling it now.
Please do not bring that dump from the 97 World Series back up again, but go ahead,
well,
please.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying on it, though, like... We talk all the time about how the Miami Dolphins have this advantage because it's so hot out and that stuff. Like, even during that game, I don't remember Denzel Ward needing to leave for cramping.
And here's the whole thing.
See, you guys don't understand this, and if you lived out there in Northern Summit County, Macedonia is normally 20 to 25 degrees warmer than the rest of all of Summit County.
Here's the other thought.
Or even DeJuan Jones needing to leave in that game.
Well, hang on, I was just going to go
there. Sorry, buddy.
DeJuan Jones is catching you-know-what from so many people. Including our boy Menigan here.
Yes.
He missed 10 plays. He's 375 pounds. Denzel missed the whole game, and he's 190. What? I understand DeJuan Jones.
DeJuan retains more water weight, so he wouldn't cramp as bad.
Out of shape and too heavy? And yeah, probably so.
I mean, they were celebrating Denzel, the weight loss last year
Denzel
with him.
Missed the entire game, and he's 190. He's dehydrated. DeJuan's 375. I get it.
It's going to be 85 in Cleveland off of the lake. Do we have to worry?
No, because it's a different kind of heat.
Oh, you get that good lake breeze. that good lake breeze. That'll save you.
You got too much salt water coming in Baltimore. It's making its way from the Atlantic.
That's why they're cramping.
It's all cleared up here.
You're breathing in that salt water.
We don't have it here.
What if
that salt will make you retain water? So maybe that's not it. I don't know.
What if he had an upset stomach? Would you guys be okay with that? Like,
no, Andy. I'm not mad at him. The only thing that makes sense is what he said. I'm a human being. It wasn't working that day. That's the only thing that makes sense. Because
let me ask,
attention that these guys get, the incredible training, the incredible diet, the incredible everything that these guys get. The absolute only thing that makes sense. I'm human.
Well, there's one other thing. I mean, you may just want to say, I mean, what if he had a stomach virus or something like that? But wouldn't you just say flu, virus, something?
I think we all get it.
I think he had cramping. Why would you make that up?
We've all caught food poisoning or a 24-hour food.
Yeah, bug. Because we don't want to say why we're in the locker room. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got the Bobby Hurley. Is that what you're saying, Andy?
Yeah, he had the Bobby Hurley. I mean, if I don't even know if that's the case. I'm assuming it was cramping because that's what they're saying. I mean,
cramps aren't what they used to be in Baltimore.
Would you come out and say I? Bobby Hurley syndrome?
Or I would say this.
I mean, flu-like, I would, because honesty is flu-like, the best policy.
Symptoms. Flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms, yeah. Oh, man. All right, help us regroup on this. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.